Today happens to be Hanuman Jayanti. Say one verse and then we can go into the class. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Sita Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Hanumat Sameta Shri Ramachandra Parabrahmane. Om Namo Bhagavate Hanumate Anjaneyaya Anjananandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapishamakshahantaram Pande Lanka Bhayankaram Buddhir Balam Yashodhairyam Nirbhayatvamarogata Ajadyam Vakpatuttamcha Hanumatsmarana Bhavet. Asadhyasadhaka Swamine Asadhyam Tavakimvada Ramaduta Dayasindho Matkaryam Sadhaya Prabhu. You know, the word Hanuman. I'm going to our class, but I just want to tell you a little bit of Hanuman today. Even Hanuman, in Ramayanam, people who listen to the story of Rama cannot miss to know the greatness of Hanuman. There are so many names. Maruti Putraha, Anjaneyaha, Hanuman. Because the story presents Hanuman's mother is Anjana Devi. That's why Anjanayaha, Apatyam Puman, Anjaneyaha. Like how we get the word Dasharati, Vaidehi and all. Anjaneyaha, Anjanayaha, Apatyam Puman, son of Anjana. Maruti, Marut Devata, Marut is the father, so Maruti. And Man, the Hanuman, Hanuhu means chin. We all have chin. Is it? But prominent chin. So one that Mat is an affix. When you add that affix Mat, like Dhanam, one who is endowed with, one who possesses, one who has Dhanam, you got Dhana Vat. Vat Mat affixes. Dhanavat. One who has guna, one who is, you know, the person of qualities, one who has, you know, here gunavat. Gunavat, dhanavat. When ikaranta comes from Shri, one who has wealth, Shri Mat. Shri Mat. So all the takaranta shabdas, no, mat affix is added. Shri Mat. One who has buddhi, buddhi mat. And in nominative, get the word what? Shriman, Buddhiman, Matta affix, Vatta affix. So, Dhanavan, Gunavan. When Vat, when Mat comes. No? Buddhiman, Bhaktiman, Bhaktimat is the word. Matta affix, Bhaktihi, add Matta affix, Bhaktimat, you get the verb, word. Then, what's nominative? Bhaktiman. Buddhiman. Like that, we have Hanuhu. Hanuhu means the chin. We all have Hanu. But his Hanu is very prominent, isn't it? Therefore, Hanu Mat. One who has Hanu. Is it? It's called Hanu, Hanumat. And Hanuman. That's the meaning. Okay? Hanuman. And this Hanuman is actually stands for Vairagyam, dispassion. His total commitment was to Rama, which is Jnana, Rama, who stands for Jnanam. Total commitment was only to Rama, Jnanam. Therefore, he personifies, is a personification of Vairagyam, dispassion. Where there is clarity of the end being moksha, and thereby where there is commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge is my pursuit. The everything else I am doing it only for this knowledge. That clarity is there, then there's be total commitment to dharma, and where there's purna vairagyam, there'll be dharma also. We are not, commitment is only for jnanam, then commitment to dharma is also possible. Where total commitment to dharma is there, there's nothing impossible for that person. Understand? Therefore, Hanumanji stands for what? Purna vairagyam. Therefore, what was impossible becomes possible for him. Nothing was impossible for Hanuman. He had the vision of Rama as his own Swarupam were in his own mind. That's why he tears open his chest and shows, sits here like this. You would have seen that picture, no? Hanumanji tearing open his chest and showing Rama in his heart. Come on, I don't need to go in search of Rama anywhere. He is here. Look at this in my own mind. As my own Swarupam, he is here. He is myself. Rama for me is myself. And that is the accomplishment of the impossible. Accomplishment of the impossible means what? Impossible has been made possible. Isn't it? Accomplishment of the impossible means impossible has become possible. So what is that which made the impossible possible for him? Because whatever he does was total in conformity with dharma. Why? Because of his total dispassion. And the total dispassion, pure vairagyam was possible for him because of his commitment was to Rama, which is jnanam. That's why when we pray to Hanumanji, we also, whoever wants to really discover dispassion, develop dispassion, we're asked to invoke the grace of Hanumanji. Understand? Why we worship? People may get confused. Always so many murtis in the temple, one Hanumanji are sitting in one corner. Even though there is no temple for Rama in the temples, we have Hanumanji's murtis in temples. Murugan temple or Shiva temple, everywhere, what they do, they may not have picture of Rama, but they have Hanumanji. They have the murti for Hanuman. And yesterday you have seen in the Murugan temple, he was loaded with the betel nut malas, leaf malas and all that. Why? Because somehow, what we need is vairagyam. So we need to invoke the grace of Bhagavan, Hanumanji, forever. Vairagyam. Vairagyam implies what? You are being clear about what you are living this life for ultimately. What should you be focused on? What should become your priority? What should become unimportant, secondary for you? Sometimes we are so confused with our things. What is the priority? We do not know. Everything seems very important for us. Of course, things are important, nothing is unimportant, but still, what is your priority must become very clear. Then that's why all the confusion have to resolve, very clear, and then that's why Hanuman's, for Vairagyam, invoke the grace of Hanuman. That's why there is a verse, a very kindergarten verse, okay? As children, we used to recite this. Asadhya Sadhakaha. Hanumanji is called Asadhya Sadhakaha. Sadhakaha means accomplisher, achiever. And he is achiever of what? Asadhyam. Asadhyam means what? Impossible. Non-accomplishable or impossible. It's called Asadhyam. Sadhya is a potential passive participle of the root, isn't it? Sadh. Sadhayati. So sadhya means what now? Accomplishable, reachable, achievable, possible. So asadhya is non-accomplishable, non-achievable or impossible. And Hanumanji is who? Sadhakaha. accomplisher of the impossible, non-accomplishable. What is non-accomplishable? Attainment of the self. Why? Self needs to be discovered, not to be attained. Moksha can never be attained because already it's your swarupam. As long as you search for moksha and moksha, as long as you search for the reality, yourself being the reality, you are searching for reality as the object, then it will be what? Non-accomplishable. But non-accomplishable becomes accomplishable, impossible becomes possible for the one who stops searching and discovers as one's own swarupam, as one's own self. The truth is one's own self, moksha is one's own swarupam. It is possible only if there is commitment to the jnanam. Bhagavan is called what? Asadhya sadhakaha. Asadhyasya sadhakaha. Therefore, this verse is this in the vocative case, it is addressed Asadhya sadhaka swaminne, swamin, swami. Again, it is an akaranta shabda. In vocative, swamin. Swami means one who has mastery over one's own self. Swami, swami means master. Master, otherwise. One who has mastery over what? Mastery over the whole jagat, mastery over other people, or other things, mastery over one's own self, one's own mind. If you have mastery over your own mind, you have mastery over the whole jagat. There's no way of having mastery over anything without having mastery over one's own mind. So Swami, which means one who has resolved his disease, ragadveshas, how? By discovering dispassion. Dispassion is possible how? Because of his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge in terms of Rama. There be what? What happened to him? He is the accomplisher of the impossible. Asadhya sadhaka swaminne. Then there is a question. Tava asadhyam kim? For you, what is impossible? Asadhyam kim? Tell me, hey Anjaneya, what is impossible for you? You are the accomplisher of the possible, impossible. Asadhyam tava kim vada. Which means, it's akshepartya prashna, isn't it? Nothing is impossible for you, Hanumanji. Everything is possible. Everything is possible. When your efforts are not foolish, then accomplishment of things, end is clear. Then how to accomplish the end is very clear. And you are an accomplisher. When the end is not very clear, means to accomplish the end is not very clear, and our efforts are, sometimes our efforts are improper efforts, inadequate efforts. Then what happens? They are simply draining our energy, but we really don't achieve things. You work very hard, slog very hard, but what about the efforts? I worked very hard, nothing has happened because your efforts are improper or inadequate. Why the improper, inadequate efforts? You can make convert your efforts into appropriate, adequate, proper efforts only if you're 100% clear about the means. And the means can be clear only if the end is very clear. The end must be clear. End to be accomplished must be clear. The means required to accomplish the end must be very clear. Then you can convert your efforts also into what? Appropriate, adequate efforts. Then nothing is impossible. Otherwise, what? Things will remain non-accomplishable and it will be foolish efforts. For here, what is in non-accomplishable for you, asadhyam tava kimvada. He Ramaduta, O messenger of Rama, Ramaduta, Daya Sindho, Hanumanji is also what? Ocean of compassion. Sindhu means ocean. All vocative kids, He Ramaduta, Daya Sindho, ocean of mercy, compassion. Because where there is Vairagyam, there is Jnanam. Where there is Jnanam, there is fullness. Where there is fullness, there is no inadequacy. Where there is no inadequacy, there is compassion. No, that the person becomes compassion personified. Hanumanji, Daya Sindho. So what? Mat karyam sadhaya. Please help me achieve, accomplish. Mat karyam sadhaya. Mat karyam, what needs to be done by me? What needs to be accomplished by me? Help me accomplish. Bless me accomplish. Bless me with the qualifications, the traits, the attributes I need to develop, I need to have, so that I can accomplish what I need to accomplish. Matkaryam, what needs to be done by me, what needs to be accomplished by me? Matkaryam sadhaya. He Prabho, O Lord. Okay? This is the meaning of that verse.
Asadhya sadhaka swaminne swaminne asadhyam tava kim vada ramaduta ramaduta daya sindho matkaryam sadhaya prabho asadhya sadhaka swaminne asadhyam tava kim vada ramaduta daya sindho matkaryam sadhaya prabho.
One more verse. Just by remembering Hanuman, what Hanumanji stands for, what all you can get. Buddhir balam yasho dhairyam nirbhayatvam arogata ajadyam vakpatutvam cha hanumat
Smaranat bhavet.
Hanumat smaranat bhavet. Just by remembering all the time what Hanumanji symbolizes, represents, what Hanumanji stands for. Not by simply seeing Hanumanji in different forms. All the time remembering, dwelling upon what Hanumanji stands for. We think of Hanumanji, you definitely what? Hanumanji stands for total commitment to the pursuit of knowledge in terms of Rama. Therefore, he symbolizes the total dispassion towards everything else in the world other than knowledge, Vairagyam. Therefore, he is totally committed to Dharma. Therefore, nothing is, he could tap the whole totality of grace of Bhagavan. Everything was possible. That's why it is shown in the story of Hanumanji how he could lift Sanjeeva Giri. He could not take some few leaves or the herbs to wake up, the Sanjeeva. the life-giving, the plant. He just lifted the whole mountain. Sanjeeva Giri itself, he took it back to, took it. Is it possible? Is it possible to cross the ocean? Is it possible to just, burn, destroy everything into ashes in Sri Lanka? Nothing is possible. Everything was, what is something amazing for us? He just did it effortlessly. All this episode, the story, what are the presents, is all to tell us how impossible is possible. But if we are interested in those things, what we need to do is actually, it is the jnanam, it is the moksha. Even dispassion is difficult. Even to become dispassionate is not easy. That's what. So here, he says, Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet. Just by remembering Hanuman, you get all these things. What are they? Buddhihi. Sharpness of intellect. Dharma, dharma viveka. Buddhihi. Balam. The discriminative understanding of what is appropriate, what is inappropriate, for which you need sharpness of intellect. Buddhihi, balam. Balam, physical strength, stamina, emotional strength, emotional stability, equally emotional, intellectually sharp, and emotionally emotional strength, balam. Buddhir, balam. Then yashaha. The yashaha, fame, you don't need to demand respect. The command respect, which means the fame you earn, how? Through all your righteous deeds. Just by effortlessly, by doing what is appropriate, because of sharpness of intellect, bit of your emotional strength, you're not scared, no? Then what happened? The fame comes to you. Buddhir balam yashaha, fame. Then, dhairyam, courage, bravery. That's what we lack. Dhairyam. No situation, no time, you lose your strength. You become weak. No. Always strong, isn't it? Therefore, emotional strength is what a dhairyam. Courage, bold. It is not brutal boldness here. Very courage and bravery. So, buddhir balam yashaha dhairyam nirbhayatvam. Courage is one more word. What now? Completely fearlessness. Where there is no fear, there is no anxiety at all. Fearlessness equals what? Anxiety free, absolutely fearless, courageous, strong mind. Nirbhayatvam, fearlessness. So, buddhir balam yashaha dhairyam nirbhayatvam arogata. Arogata again, rogata means sickness, illness. Arogata, health. No, sicklessness, illness-free, sickness-free body and mind. The mind is free, illness-free mind, you can definitely manage your physical illness. Most of the time, your inability to manage your physical illness is because of the mental weakness. So here, nirbhayatum arogata. Health, good health. Arogata, buddhir balam yasho dhairyam nirbhayattam arogata ajadyam. Jadyam means being like a rock. Means what? Not physical. It's being very lazy or lethargy, dull. Dullness. Ajadya means what? Absence of dullness. All the time active. Being active, being sharp, isn't it? Ajadya. then vakpatutvam. Because of clarity of thinking, whatever you say, your words can be expressed clearly. So your words express your thought. It's a clear expression of your thinking. Isn't it? Therefore here, vakpatutva means even the communicative skills. So the vakpatutvam, being able to communicate well, being able to talk well, express clearly your thoughts. And not only that, what you speak is the truth, and what you speak is harmless and non-hurtful. Isn't it? This is vakpatutvam, the skill to communicate, proper communication skill. Right? So all these things one get. Patuta means skill. So vakpatutvam, all these eight things you'll get. How? Just by all the time dwelling upon what Hanumanji stands for, what he symbolizes. Otherwise, if you think, oh, Hanumanji, is it possible for a monkey to speak? And all the children growing up in India and also in this country, we worship monkey god and elephant god. Wow, isn't it? All confusions are there. So will a monkey speak? And monkey has a big team of group, big leader of a big battalion of monkeys come and help Rama. Does Rama require monkey's help to go to Sri Lanka to defeat Ravana? What is this? So if you really think of the story, sometimes some of the children won't accept it. It's all like a cock and bull story. Actually, you have to remember Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet, what Hanumanji symbolizes, what he represents. If you understand the Hanuman, what he stands for in the Ramayana story, what Rama stands for, what Sita stands for, what Ravana stands for, also very important to know. And what Hanumanji stands for, you know, then you will get all these things. Buddhir balam buddhihi balam yashaha dhairyam nirbhayatvam arogata ajadyam vakpatutvam cha Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet. Buddhir balam, say no.
Buddhir balam
yasho dhairyam,
yasho dhairyam
nirbhayatvam,
nirbhayatvam
arogata,
arogata
ajadyam,
ajadyam
vakpatutvam cha,
vakpatutvam cha
Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet,
Hanumat Smaranat Bhavet.